I would like to bring two sides of the coin. Abram, before he came into the land, and Abram after he came into the land. We in the people. Okay? I remember I was in Brooklyn a couple months ago, and I said, you know, we are the old men now. And Tony came to me and says, brother, speak out yourself. The point I am stressing, Abraham, and if you observe the order in the book of Isaiah, it's Abraham first. Abraham, God recognized, was the man who had the core. We hinder the growth of others, those in leadership. My behavior affects others below. If Abraham had followed the call, first God would have said, the God of Abraham, Terah, Abraham, Nail. But Abraham is first because Abraham, yes, he walked in the light of Abraham, the little light Abraham gave to him. But then when you come to Abraham in the land, was a lot. There's some individuals, you will work with them until the cows come home. They will not get the spiritual import of the blessings that God has brought them into. And I say this, I didn't come from a Christian home, but I tell you this, I thank God. I thank God for being saved. But there's a lot of Christians who have come from Christian homes and not appreciative of it. And this is Lot's case, as was made mention. Lot built a tent. He saw the altar grow. Lot was there, went down even into Egypt with Abraham. Abraham had to fight to take him back out of the world. He went back into the world. What more could be done? Was there a problem with Abraham then? No. There was a problem with Lot's heart. He was saved because the scripture says this righteous man vexed his righteous soul with the conversation of the wicked. It is two sides of the coin. We can hinder, but in areas we can help, we find the ground is so hard to receive what is said that even that needs to be looked into also.
So one of the words that is critical to our receiving a blessing is separation. And we all struggle with separation. We've mentioned the ties that bind, the connections to this world. We've heard phrases, the legitimate things, but Brother Sam gave some verses in Deuteronomy. A holy people, separate. But unto who? Unto God. So, you know, I think someone said, the blessing is not in the world. The Lord said, I'm going to show you a land, and I want to bless you. But it's not in the world. The world has nothing to offer for us. It has things that may look good or flashy, but if you really want the blessing, we mentioned this delay, this long delay. And Joey said, you know, you get into this delay, and you know the Lord has called you, but you're not separating. You don't want to come out. You want to say, get me out. But we like the things of this world. They look good. They sound good. They appeal to the old nature. And you don't want to let go. You don't want to separate from it and come out. And you're not going to get the benefit of the blessing unless there is this degree of separation.
See, I had asked that question before about extended family, because I was thinking along the lines of what Brian had just spoken about as far as delay. And I feel that sometimes we may be, and it may not be our distinct relative, but I've seen where we have been following brothers or men instead of following the Lord. And that has been we tend sometimes to look at men as well, and we follow their leading, and sometimes these same brethren may cause hindrances to us. So that's what I was thinking along those lines, Brian.
Abraham was really tied to two other people. There was Lot, and Lot is one of the tragic figures in Scripture. But there's also Sarah. And because of Abraham's delay, she lost out on blessing as well. And I think that the one lesson you see here in the life of Abraham is, you know, my delay, my failure, has a direct result in the people who are beneath me, the people who are depending on me, the people on that I'm tied to. I wonder if Abraham had stepped up and taken his leadership role seriously, if there would have been less problems with Lot, by way of application, the Lord knows. But we do know that Lot was a righteous man, and we are thankful for that. But I think Sarah, too. Sarah is affected by this directly, by the delay. Because the blessing that Abraham, she was to share in that completely. But because Abraham delayed, Sarah lost out on blessing as well. So I think that that's a powerful application for us. Because there's always someone beneath and below observing me. Because who was Lot looking at? Lot was looking at Abraham. Lot was looking at Terah. And so maybe he, you know, what lessons he learned from them. But then Sarah was looking to her husband
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I mean, of course, Abraham has some, has a connection with Sarah, and, you know, because of his delay, you know, she was hindered slightly. But at the same time, Sarah, she laughed. Well, she was, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't know, but she didn't believe when Abraham told her she was going to have many sons. God came to him and told him she was going to have many sons. So I think it's important that even as women, you know, there's also faithfulness that goes with them as well, not only looking towards the husband, but in their following what God has for them, you know. And it wasn't until it was the angel of the Lord that came to Sarah in the tent, or was God himself came to her in the tent and asked, why are you laughing at what I'm telling you? And it wasn't until she, you know, wasn't laughing anymore that, you know, till she got serious that, you know, she also came into the blessing, but because she stopped and she followed what the Lord and had faith in what God said, as well as Abraham, you know.
Oh, absolutely. There is Lot is responsible for Lot, and that's been made abundantly clear. And Sarah is responsible for Sarah. But there are those spiritual ties that we have. We have those older brothers. We have those, you know, in the meeting, as well as those older ones, our fathers and our mothers, and those people that we observe and who do have an impact on our lives. And we are responsible as a husband, a father, an older brother in the meeting. We have a responsibility to the younger ones as well. So while there is that absolute individual responsibility we have to God to obey, to be responsible for the light that I'm given, I also have the responsibility to remember there is a generation coming after me that I will have an impact on them. I'll either have a negative impact on them or I'll have a positive impact on them. The Lord knows that I'm responsible for that as well. So it's this responsibility that's combined, and it's really a beautiful thing how we're tied together as well as individually responsible. But you're absolutely right. Sarah was responsible for before the Lord as well.